Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
Do it with 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Christopher and Dion participated in the walk that Dion had arranged, which went very well with a good turnout. Ranveer decided to go to counseling. Rachel decided to go back to Sydney against Leah's advice. She insisted that he has changed for the better and deserved a second chance. Right now, Skeeter has prepared breakfast early on Independence Day.
From Barina Wine, you tune into 102.5 FM 560.
Morning, Maria and Annie.
Morning, Mommy.
Morning, Mosquito.
I wake up early and prepare a nice Independence Day breakfast for us.
You're in a good mood this morning.
I am, Mus. It's 58 years since Guyana gained independence. Y'all didn't dream about being born yet.
You behaving like you born then, Mommy.
I closer than y'all Generation Z children. I was watching the flag raising ceremony on Facebook last night.
Me too. I wish we could have been in Linden for it this year.
I hope they bring it to Region 1 soon.
That would be nice.
Annie? You all right?
Yes, Miss Vito.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right. You girls decide what you're wearing to the village party this afternoon?
Nothing special for me. Just jeans and a t-shirt.
And what about you, Annie?
Well, I don't have a lot of clothes, so I think I will wear my blue dress.
You know what? We need to pick up a couple things for you. When Jacob sends money next week, I will take you shopping.
Thank you, Miss Vito. If I have anything you want to wear, Annie, you could take it. Okay.
I am looking forward to the party. We don't have a lot of activities in the village, so I'm glad when we get something to go to.
The most we do is go to church.
And nothing is wrong with that. But sometimes we need a little variety.
Yeah.
Annie, you sure you're okay?
Yes, Mosquito.
You seem so quiet. Like you're worried about something.
I'm okay.
All right, if you say so.
We're going outside and brush our teeth before we eat.
Okay.
Come on, Annie.
What if Mosquito wants to send me back when we tell her?
I told you many times that Mommy wouldn't do that.
Maria, I am telling you. If I have to go back there and my uncle do things to me again,
I don't know if I will make it.
Alright, don't say that. But this problem you have with this bleeding and pain, you got to go to the doctor.
But suppose your mother says too much for her to handle and she wants to send me back.
She wouldn't do that.
You sure?
Yes.
Maria? Annie? What's going on? Why is Annie crying?
Oh, Mommy?
What's going on?
We have something to tell you.
Mommy calling me? Hello?
Hi, Ranveer.
Hi, Mommy.
Happy Independence.
Thanks. Same to you.
How you doing?
Trying.
It's good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours, too.
You wondering why I call you out of the blue, eh?
Yeah, but still happy you call.
I know things aren't the best, but I miss you, Ranveer.
I miss you, too.
It was so nice seeing you when you came by with your friend.
But look how it turned out.
I know. I'm sorry.
It is what it is. I accept that.
Ranveer, you are my son and I love you.
It didn't feel like love in a long time.
I do. And I wish things were different.
I understand that you can't go against what Daddy says.
Actually, your Daddy wants to speak to you.
Speak with me?
Yes, son. He's right here.
Mommy, if he wants to cuss me out, I can't handle that right now.
Just talk to him. Kian, look the phone.
Thanks. Hi, son.
Hi, Daddy.
How are you?
Trying my best.
Okay. I guess you're surprised that I want to talk to you.
Yes.
Look, I know when you came here with your friends, it didn't turn out nice. You gotta understand where I was coming from. Too much for me to see.
What was too much? Me and my friends are people just like you.
Alright, okay. Look, I ain't called to argue with you today, but I want you to hear me out. I can be honest with you. From the time I find out you're gay, it's been a hard pill for me to swallow.
You made that clear.
I never understand the kind of lifestyle, and it hurt me to know my own son was involved in it.
But Daddy, this is not about you. This is about who I am. This is how I was made.
You turning out like that?
Turning out like what? Like I'm an accident or something? This is who I am.
Well, it made me question myself.
So you question your masculinity just because you have a gay son?
This is the society we were raised in. Many men feel ashamed to know their sons turn out like that.
There you go again with turnout.
Look. Take me some time. But like I said, I ain't calling you to quarrel with you.
What you call me for then? Because this sounds like more of the same old.
Pastor preached a sermon in church that really moved me.
Okay.
Especially after what happened when you and your friends came to my house.
Hmm.
It was about loving your seed regardless of whatever the circumstances are. Because your children are a part of who you are. And not loving them is hating a part of yourself.
You needed the pastor to tell you this, Daddy?
Son, I don't know what it was. But seeing you when you came to visit, and me being angry and putting you out, I wasn't feeling my best. I could see you needed me and your mother. But how I could find myself in the house of God, claiming to be a God-fearing man, and treat me, son, like that?
Daddy.
Hear me out. I ain't telling you that I understand your lifestyle or I even accept it.
You even want to try and understand?
Here, let me start here. I'm willing to open my heart to having a relationship with you.
Huh?
I want us to try and have a relationship. Because my son, Ranveer, and living a godly life as I'm trying to do, is about forgiveness. It's about understanding. I don't see God letting me into heaven when I reject my own flesh and blood and heart.
Daddy, you serious?
Yes. I want us to try. I ain't telling you when you come to visit again that you could bring all your friends. But at least me and you could sit and talk. Maybe someday I can get to understand you a little better. I can't promise that I won't get angry sometimes. But that thing can be perfect between us, but I want us to at least try, son.
Daddy!
So, whenever you're ready, come by and see me and your mother, alright?
You really serious?
Yes, son. You gotta start somewhere.
Okay, Daddy.
Alright, and I know it may not look like it. From how things have gone with us for years, but I do love you.
I love you too, Daddy.
Alright. And I hope we can see you soon.
Yes, yes.
Alright. I'm sure your mother wants to say something to you before we hang up. We can talk later.
Okay.
Alright, then. Take care. But before Sabina.
Randia?
Yes, Mommy?
You heard your father? You can stop by soon, right?
Yes, Mommy.
Alright. Looking forward to seeing you. I love you, son.
Love you too, Mommy.
Annie, you mean for tell me you've been bleeding and in pain and you ain't tell me anything?
Mommy, she was afraid that you would want to send her back.
I'm sorry, Miss Keto.
And Maria, you called Danny and Leah before you tell me?
They told us to tell you.
Okay. What Annie is going through is serious. We got to go to the hospital.
Okay.
I can make arrangements for us to go as soon as possible. You know we have to travel a long distance to get there.
Yeah.
You're in pain or bleeding now, Annie?
It is, Miss Keto. It don't be so bad all the time.
All right. I'm just happy I know now what is going on.
Okay.
You still want to go to the party?
I would go if Annie going.
Yeah, I want to go.
All right. But Annie, let me know if you start feeling pain or bleeding, okay?
Yes, Miss Keto.
All right. I'll go in and call Danny and Leo.
Okay, Mommy.
You think she's upset with me?
Not at all. Don't worry. You can get the help you need.
Maria, you awake? Sorry.
What happened?
I can't sleep.
Why?
I have something on my mind.
Okay. You want to talk about it?
I should have told you already.
What?
It's about how old I am.
Okay.
I know you think I'm 15.
You're not?
No.
How old are you then?
Almost 14.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why I lied. I guess I just wanted to seem older so maybe I wouldn't be forced to go back home. That Mosquito would think it was alright for me to be on my own.
Okay.
You gonna tell her?
Not if you don't want me to.
Please, don't tell her.
This is us keeping a secret again from Mommy.
I know. I'm sorry.
Let's just go back to sleep. We could talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
Good night, Annie.
Good night, Maria. Thanks for being my friend.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
HIV, we're talking about H to the I to the V. Respect yourself, protect yourself, it's HIV. Talking about H to the I to the V. Maroon Door Street Theater educating you. It's HIV. We're talking about H to the I to the V. Nah, people, I don't think they heard us. Let's step it up. It's H to the I to the V. HIV, don't respect nobody. Come on, it's H to the I to the V. HIV, don't respect nobody. Sing it out.